The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, let's get to Name That Tune. Songs about the weather last week. Maitland dominated the game.
Yeah.
We'll see if that happens again this time.
Yes, Name That Tune. If you have never played before, I've got tunes for you to name. Quite a few today and clues that go along with them. I will read the clue first. If you know the tune based on the clue that I've given, buzz in with your name. Yeah, your name is your buzzer. If you don't know the tune based on the clue, I will play the tune for you. Same rules. Name is your buzzer. Y'all ready for tune number one?
Yes.
All right. Songs about weather. Keep that in mind. Tune and clue number one. This song is about having big dreams of being a star on stage as a kid. And the lead singer recalls being laughed at by his classmates for having such ambitions. But in the second verse, Hot Wings.
No Rain, Blind Melon.
No.
Oh.
But in the second verse, the lead singer flips the script on those who mocked him by singing, "Now I'm smiling from the stage while you're clapping in the nosebleeds." Tune and tune number one.
Just a young gun with a quick fuse.
Maitland.
Imagine Dragons, Thunder.
That's right.
I was uptight, wanna let loose.
Is it too Ricky Ticky for you?
It just sucks.
I love it. This was my mom's ringtone.
I love Imagine Dragons.
Take a number. I was lightning before the thunder.
Thunder, thunder.
This.
Thunder, thunder.
This really aggravates me.
Thunder.
It does. This is like nails on a chalkboard to me.
Maitland's got one. The dynasty continues.
Yes.
All right, tune and clue number two. You'll notice with some of these songs, I start them a little further ahead because with weather-themed songs, you get a lot of lightning and thunder, people talking over it.
Makes sense.
You'll notice.
It does.
Tune and clue number two. Even though the song was sung from the perspective of women, it objectified men in a way that rose.
Steve!
Free Bear.
Steve.
The Weather Girls, It's Raining Men.
That's right.
Wow, Steve really knows.
History, gonna start raining men. It's raining men.
Hallelujah, it's raining men.
Wow.
Steve had the most perfectly timed fist bump that I just got on
it
camera.
Was perfect,
I just
yeah.
can't wait to
yeah,
put that on.
It was
that
perfect
out.
With
yeah.
the lightning thrust.
It's raining men.
I am shocked how well you know those lyrics,
well,
Steve.
You kidding me? He's from a Jersey mom. I just imagine your mom.
No way Carol sang that
Jersey mom.
At all.
Oh, she definitely sung that at every wedding that we would ever, you know. That,
really? Oh, yeah. Yeah. What about when she met her man friend, Captain Noodles or whatever his name was?
Captain Noodles.
What was his name?
No, Mr. Spaghetti.
Mr. Spaghetti.
Chef Manardy.
Oh,
R.I.P.
Oh. Oh, man, that's not funny. All right, tune in clue number three.
All right, moving on.
All right. When he recorded this song, the lead singer of this band had already decided he was going to leave the band and go to Paris, where he would die. Some of the lyrics... Oh, man, there's a theme here.
He decided he was going to go there and
die? Well, no, he decided he was going to go to Paris, where he would die.
Oh, okay.
So, Hot Wings.
Hot Wings!
The Doors, Riders on the Storm.
Yeah, you know I had to include it.
I knew it was...
Riders on the Storm. Riders on the Storm. Into this house we're born.
Into I'll go to Paris and die.
Really knew it.
Like a dinosaur alone and next to the Louvre. I'm going to die. There's a killer on the road. His brain is squirming like a toad. Take a long holiday. Let your children play. If you give this man a ride, sweet memory will die. Killer on the road.
Funny song.
It's pretty good. Hot Wings won, Steve won, Maitland won.
Freebeer, you're really pulling forward in that hole. I'm going to be amazing at Name That Tune this year.
It lasted a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Camera shy now.
Mm-hmm. Tune and clue number four, Name That Tune, weather themed. The pop rock band Bare Naked Ladies referenced this song and their song, Blame It On Me. They sang, blank told you to blame it on the rain, and if all else fails, you can blame it on me. Here is your weather themed tune, number four.
Steve.
Steve.
Milli Vanilli. Blame It On The Rain.
That's right. Oh, dang,
that's right. Like, I couldn't remember who sang Blame It On The Rain.
I was pretty sure it was.
Yeah.
Since I heard that synth.
Yeah.
You told her goodbye. You sacrificed a good love to satisfy your pride.
You know these guys weren't really singing?
What?
What? Yeah. You don't
Don't
say.
Worry, though. No one cared, and they're definitely both still alive and fine.
Now, they were huge stars.
When did they get to the hook on this deal, man? God, this was a massive hit.
Like, man, I've never heard this.
No, I'm not surprised.
Until I Googled songs about weather.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, they were controversial. I'll put them on here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Tune and clue number five. This won an Oscar in 1939 for Best Original Song.
Hot Wings.
Hot Wings.
Judy Garland, Over the Rainbow.
Yes, that's right. Dang. I want to finish this last sentence because this is adorable. She was urged to sing the song when she accepted the award, which she did, but had a hard time getting through it because she was so excited and nervous.
Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, there's a land that I heard of once in a lullaby.
I like Kermit's better.
What was the competition like in 1939?
Well, probably not very high.
There's like two talkie movies. What was the other one?
That movie is, a bit dated, but it is still remarkable how it looked considering it came out in 1939.
It is.
Like when it goes to color, mm-hmm. when she lands in Oz and you go, oh my God. Like that had to be mind blowing.
Oh yeah.
I'll bet you're right.
Tune and clue number six. This song was written for the film Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. Hot Wings.
Oh God. BJ Thomas, Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head.
Nailed it.
Good Lord. All these old movies from when Hot Wings was in grade
raindrops
school.
Falling on my head.
Boop, boop.
And just like the just guy who's feet up to
this was always the stuff that was on the radio when I was a kid. My mom would have the radio on.
I feel like Ross could play this on the mandolin.
Are falling on my head. They keep
That's a good way for his family to love him.
So
And then I can sing along.
Raindrops keep falling off my head.
Is that your singing?
Oh, boy. Do a little more. That reminded me of somebody, but I can't place it.
Something. Raindrops.
There's someone who's made a singing career that sounds like that, and I can't think of it. Boy, B.J. Thomas, there's a guy who knows how to party, right? Good old Benjamin Jacob Thomas.
Well, he did. He really knew how to party.
Yep. This is a real roller coaster of fun. Outwigs has three. Steve has two. Maitland has one. And another person has less.
But you're here, Free Beer, and that's what counts.
I am here.
Name that tune.
I haven't made any board mistakes during this segment.
You just set yourself up.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
All right, tune in clue number 7. This is weather themed. Name that tune. This song is a perfect rock anthem. It talks about attitude and sexuality. In fact, the lyrics even go, "The bitch is hungry. She needs to tell. So give her inches and feed her well." The video for this song rocks too. Hot Wings.
AC/DC Thunderstruck.
No. The music video.
Oops. That's that one.
Features a leopard, a black panther, women wearing next to nothing, whips, and the band inside a makeshift cage, which is being rocked back and forth by a crowd outside. Free beer.
Mm-mm. Shouldn't have done that.
What? Oh, come on, man. You can do this.
Get yourself on the board.
You got it.
Just one
come
point.
Come on, man. You can
Scorpions
do it.
Scorpions rock you like a hurricane. Wow.
That's right.
People think Kelly sounded like, one, Ray Charles.
Nope.
Very off-base compliment.
Definitely
two,
not.
Randy Newman. Maybe. We don't like him
maybe,
either.
Maybe Randy Newman.
And this one, Kelly sounded like Louis Armstrong.
That's who you were thinking of.
Is it?
Every year.
Two more. Do Wonderful World.
It's a wonderful world.
That's it. Spot on. All right.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Race to savings now at Menards. We have what you need to give your bathroom a fresh, updated look. Shop Menards' great selection of bathroom products from American Standard. No matter the size of your bathroom, American Standard offers a superior line of toilets, faucets, and more. Complete your bathroom update today with American Standard. Plus, view our weekly flyer on Menards.com and race to savings on more great deals happening now.
Save big money